it means surrender. Not my will, but thy will be done. Thy will is the will of the whole that has brought about the form that this moment takes. And then surrender happens. And it's strange that the torture instrument is a symbol for the divine at the same time. And it turns into a symbol for the divine through the act of surrender. Somebody once said, I don't know who, but it is very wise, that which stands in the way is the way. And I said in this book, Stillness Speaks, that which seemed to deny the existence of any transcendental dimension to life becomes an opening into that dimension. Because it sometimes happens that a serious illness, a dreadful disaster in your life, something going dreadfully wrong to someone close to you, it seems to deny any meaning. It destroys often people's belief. Christians sometimes have come to me and said, I've lost my faith because this or that has happened to me, or to my wife, or to my children, my son. And I can't just, how could that happen? They don't realize that they were still at a childish stage in their faith. They had some deal with God. If I do the right things, nothing bad. Okay, do we have a deal? I do all the right things, then nothing bad will happen. But that's not how the universe, because what they're saying is no form will ever dissolve in my life. I will not encounter death or the accidental dissolving of some form. And so they came, and it was good that they lost their faith, because then they went deeper. After losing their faith, they realized that that level of faith was childish, although for a while it helped them. And then it didn't work anymore. So they had to lose it and then go deeper to something far more substantial than that and learn to the deep lesson that is there when you totally accept any form of death in your life. Because very often it is that something dissolves, something leaves you, comes to an end. And it looks bad. And then you allow it to be. Now, you may not be able to allow it to be immediately. The pain that you feel, the emotional pain, may be there, and there's nothing you can do. You weep. But then you allow that to be. It does not matter where you begin to allow what is to be. Ideally, you allow the form that this moment to be as it is totally, and so there's no arising of any pain. But that is not always possible yet for humans. So sometimes an event like the death of somebody close to you, the death of a parent, the death of a sibling, or even more hard, more difficult, the death of a child. It happens. Forms dissolve in their own time. There's no predicting when a life form, the form, will dissolve. And so pain will come. You may weep, and you may experience that's the sadness. And there you can allow that to be so that it comes to be space around what you feel. There's a deep allowing of the sadness that you feel. And then there's space around it. And that's how you may feel that the sadness, underneath it, you've already touched the peace underneath the sadness. It's already there. But you have to allow the sadness, not saying, I shouldn't be feeling sad, I should be feeling peace. I shouldn't be feeling sad, I should be allowing this moment. No, but that's not the fact of this moment. The fact of this moment is what you feel at this moment. So the yes to what is, the primary yes is to whatever arises. The secondary yes is the yes to whatever you feel about that which arises. In a smaller example,